We're in the middle of the Maimer, and we finally understand the uniqueness of the concept of Balayla Ahu Nadada Shnas HaMelech. We understood that there's a certain advantage in sleep, but how sleep generally expresses itself in a negative experience, below logic, below order, below organization. But we explained that really this originates and is sourced in the deepest level of the soul, which is the etzem of the soul, where everything is equal and united and one and hard to define. And Nadada Shnas HaMelech means where the sleeping person is awake. The person experiencing their etzem is now awake, so where the etzem becomes, so to speak, in an organized way. In the organizational, orderly human being, the person is now experiencing their etzem, which means that amplifies, that greatens all of the kaiches, like we explained, that all of the kaiches are so much greater and increased on the greatest possible level when they are in their etzem. They are the most perfect that any kaiach can be. And that is what we explained. Why did this happen at that time? Why Balayla Ahu Nadada Shnas HaMelech? We explained because Yidin were then in a mode of Mesiras Nefesh. And Mesiras Nefesh is where the person is experiencing life on Etzem level. They went to the deepest part of who they are, and that's where Mesiras Nefesh comes from. As we're going to explain more in this Maimer, and as we're explaining about sleep and being awake, that they were on Etzem level, but it's not like the rest of themselves was asleep, like it was despite themselves, the Mesiras Nefesh. No, it was including their entire being and personality and conscious self. Let's understand that more. V'yuvan zeh b'pratiyus yeis. Let's understand this in more detail. Al pi ha'yodua, based on what's known, shashleimus mesiras nefesh hukshah mesiras nefesh shemetzadi yechida nimshaches upayeles gam bekeches pratiyim ha'pratiyim. It's known that the perfect level of mesiras nefesh is where the yechida, which is where mesiras nefesh comes from, where the person cannot be separated from that which they are being mesir nefesh for, obviously Hashem. They cannot be separated, not they don't want to be separated, they are unified with it, and therefore you can't separate them from it. But usually, again, that's only on the deepest level of self. And on the more shallow level of self, the person is not at all connected to that. Sometimes. So often it could be despite the self, and definitely not the etzem expressing itself in every single aspect of the human being. Mesiras Nefesh, its perfection is when the yechida now dominates the entire person and permeates the entire person. Not just controls. B'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshcha, the person's entire heart feels the yechida, and b'chol nafshcha, the entire soul. Shagam avayda prati is the kol kech v'kech tiyabay from the Mesiras Nefesh. B'chol nafshcha means your entire self, all parts of who you are. Your mind, your heart, and all other aspects of the person, all the details of the mind and of the heart, and every aspect of them are all permeated and feel what the etzem feels. L'mayla medida v'agbalo, where every detail of the person now is limitless and infinite. Mesiras Nefesh, I say, it's a kol Yisrael. This Mesiras Nefesh that we're describing over here, this perfect form of Mesiras Nefesh, was experienced by every single yid minar v'adzok in taf and nashim. Every single Jew experienced this, and we understand the difference between taf and nashim and men and adults and children. All these differences are usually in keiches hagiluyim, in the personality of the person. That's where there are differences between people. The etzem is all the same. Let's understand this more. We understand women have their way, and men have their way, and children have their way, and elderly have their way, and there are advantages and disadvantages in each. Each one of them have an etzem. The chiddush of Purim is not that everybody forgot their differences. No, each person in their differences felt that same etzem, together with their differences, not despite. Each person in their own way, and it's very important to say that, in their own way, was experiencing their etzem. So their etzem expressed itself in them. So another important understanding of what it means that their Mesiras Nefesh was throughout the year. We know that the Esreg is Darbi Ilana Mishana Lashana, which means it goes through all the different seasons of the year. And we know that Esreg is the level of Malchus, which is also Esther, not for right now. Every single season has its own avoida. What that season demands and expects and motivates. Every single day has its own service and its own way of service. As explained about Esreg, it's not that the Esreg grows despite the seasons of the year. No, each season of the year adds its element to the Esreg, and the Esreg knows how to not only tolerate, but grow off, thrive off the seasons. So the same thing is what we're explaining over here. It's not that the Yidden stood in a Mesiras Nefesh despite all the differences. Every tkufa has its own avoida, and they just ignored all that. No, each tkufa had its own way that they expressed their Mesiras Nefesh. Very the exact concept that we're explaining over here. Now we're explaining why Nada Dashnas HaMelech was a direct consequence of how the Yidden were, because as we explained in this entire Maimer, the concept of staying awake when you are meant to be sleeping, what that really symbolizes is that you're sleeping and you're still awake. You're living in your Etzem, but in the awake conscious self with all of the differences and all the different parts of the person. Why did Hashem have that? We're Hashem that's above all differences, above definition, above limitation. Now, permeates the entire Seder Shtashlos with all the differences and all the definitions. The fact that that happened was an outcome of the Yidden being in Ba'ifin of Mesiras Nefesh the entire year, and the way we're explaining it in this Maimer, again, not despite the different seasons and the different demands and different expectations and different types of people, no, it's specifically in those differences that the Mesiras Nefesh expresses itself, and as the Rebbe continues and says, that finally it permeates Zman Sefer HaZichreinis, which is like a chronicles, which is about time, chronological events, which is time. And to the extent that it even affects the Sefer HaZichreinis of Shushan, meaning the Goyesha Sefer HaZichreinis, all of these events affect that in a way that it's affecting, again, time and space. And once again, not elevating above that, but in time and space, and even in the most physical time and space of Galus, of Elam, of Shushan, Sefer HaZichreinis, that's where this entire story is written. Let's try to go weiter in Zion a little bit. Siv Zion. Now, just like it was in those days, and that Galus, and Shushan, so too is in every time Yidden are in Galus, wherever Yidden are in any Galus, in any place, when they are exiled, the Shechina comes with them. So this concept that we're talking about applies in any Galus. That when Yidden are in a tnuah of Mesiras Nefesh, we're in that Mesiras Nefesh mode. Today, what that would mean is that we are not affected by those that laugh at us and scorn us. Where does it come from that we shouldn't be affected by that? Because again, it's coming from the Mesiras Nefesh, where we don't see another option. People can laugh all they want. We don't see another option. So this is what we need to do. We can't be affected. And again, this attitude, this approach of Mesiras Nefesh, again, is felt in every single detail of the day. And let's just finish one last sentence over here. That's why Al Yisbayish Mnei Abaligim, don't be affected by those that laugh at you, is the beginning of the whole Shulchan Aruch. And Shulchan Aruch involves and includes every single detail of a person's life. Because this is the message, that Al Yevish Mnei Abaligim is again not just a foundation and a fundamental of Jewish life, of living the way a person is meant to live, but then they go on and just live their life. It needs to be involved and included in the details of a person's life. Again, not despite the different parts of their day and who they are, but as a part of that. Hemshech Yaveh, and hopefully more explanation in the next Shemir Tz Hashem.